from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. At the U.S. Supreme Court today.
Without presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, there can be no presidency as we know it.
Former President Trump's attorney John Sauer arguing that anyone who serves in the office of president should be due absolute immunity from prosecution for any acts they undertook while in office. ABC News Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas with more on the case itself.
At the heart of it is whether these trials, particularly the one regarding January 6th, can go forward. Also, you have the classified documents cases unfolding in a case down in Florida. What this means is the fundamental question, can a president, while he's in office, do whatever he wishes to do with impunity, with no fear that he could be prosecuted when he left office?
Donald Trump claims the case isn't about him at all.
This has nothing to do with me. This has to do with a president in the future for 100 years from now.
Trump making those remarks in the hallway of Manhattan Criminal Court, where he's on trial for allegedly conspiring to pay hush money to a porn star so she would remain quiet about an affair they had, which Trump denies. Also in New York today, an appellate court has ordered that film mogul Harvey Weinstein deserves a new trial. Here's ABC's Michelle Franzen.
New York's Court of Appeals in a 4-3 opinion overturning Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction against three women, finding the judge, quote, erroneously admitted testimony of uncharged alleged prior sexual acts against persons other than the complainants of the underlying crimes. The disgraced movie producer was later convicted of sex offenses in Los Angeles and is expected to be transferred from New York to California to serve his sentence of 16 years. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The markets dropped 700 points at one point today following news that the nation's economy slowed sharply last quarter to a 1.6% annual rate in the face of higher interest rates. Right now, the S&P is down 73. You're listening to ABC News. The parents of American-Israeli hostage Hirsch Goldberg Polan speaking out to ABC News about their concerns on their son's condition after seeing him this week in a video released by Hamas.
We as parents know our son better than anybody, and we see a level of distress. We see some things that concern us about his health. Not only, obviously, his arm that we knew was blown off.
It is unclear when the video was taken. Hirsch is part of approximately 100 hostages still believed being held in Gaza. The first ship has left Baltimore after over a month of being trapped in the city's harbor. Army Secretary Christine Warmoth praising the progress.
Reopening this channel is about, you know, getting $100 billion worth of economic activity for the country turned back on again.
This new deeper channel will allow some of the larger cargo ships to finally leave the port. Haitian Prime Minister Ariel Henry officially resigning from his role this morning, giving the green light to the Transitional Council to begin their work choosing new leadership for the country. Secretary of State Antony Blinken continues his visit to China today, holding a full day of meetings in Shanghai to emphasize the importance of a continued U.S.-China relationship.
We have an obligation for our people and indeed an obligation for the world to manage the relationship between our two countries responsibly.
Blinken will hold another round of meetings in Beijing on Friday. Tonight in Detroit, first round of the NFL draft. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.